Number two, please.
From the Department of Administrative Services, Corporation Counsel, Audit, County Board Staff, and Financial Advisor, an informational report on the competitive bid and negotiated bond sale methods of the City of Milwaukee and the State of Wisconsin. This is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Brown.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, as directed, the work group took a look at the methods that the city and the state use for selecting a method for sale, competitive versus negotiated. Similar to the county, state statute dictates that for new project financings, that you have to use a competitive sale method, so all three entities utilize that method. Generally speaking, the city and the state both try to use competitive bond sale methods. They have some exceptions for negotiated. They pretty much, starting with the City of Milwaukee, most of their sales are competitive bond sales. They did do, since 2009, they had a couple that they typically would do a competitive sale, but they did a negotiated sale for. One was done in 08, right after market conditions changed dramatically because of the economy. And then another sale, which was their sewer revenue bond sale, they actually had tried in the past to utilize competitive sale method, but the negotiated sale turns out to be the most favorable. They also use negotiated sales for variable rate debt, which is typical. It's not very practical to use a competitive bid method for that because you have to constantly remarket. It's similar to a variable rate like on a credit card where you're constantly going back out. And in this instance, the bondholders can sell their bonds, so you want to have an underwriter on board in order to do that. For refunding bonds, both entities are consistent with the county, other than they have more opportunities than the county has. You typically are using a competitive bond sale method for what we would call a standard refunding, which is usually current refunding. Advanced refundings, which typically are, you have what's called a call date on bonds, and if you're more than 90 days earlier than the call date, then to do a refunding, that's considered to be an advanced refunding. Typically, for an advanced refunding, you're going to use a competitive sale if you're the closer you are to the call date. If you're further away, that money has to go into escrow. You're probably looking at what maturities you want to include, so you probably want to have an underwriter on board. So the City of Milwaukee and the state pretty much utilize that same logic. The county does as well. We just don't have as many opportunities. The last time we did an advance refunding where we did a negotiated sale was in 2003. The other thing that was actually interesting in terms of looking at the city and the state, both of them provide a little bit more flexibility regarding timing, underwriter selection, awarding a bid, because, for example, the city actually delegates that to a public debt commission, and then that debt commission can further delegate that to the comptroller. That provides a little bit more flexibility in terms of, like, timing the market and things like that. You also, with the city, they are out into the market a lot more often. They have like approximately 200 opportunities to go together, whereas ours are pretty much limited to when the committee and subsequently the board meets. For the state, again, pretty much consistent with the city, they, if it's a sale that the market is used to, like operating notes, even their revenue bonds for transportation because the market is very used to that, they use a competitive sale method. It's a unique type of sale that would include advanced refundings that are further away from the call date, and then also appropriation bonds than they do use a negotiated sale method. The county has only issued one appropriation bond, at least in recent history, and that was the PLB, and we did use a negotiated sale method there. The state of Wisconsin, similar to the city, also does a delegation of authority, but their delegation of authority is actually to the finance director, so that provides a little bit more flexibility. So generally speaking, there's a lot more opportunities, primarily for the City of Milwaukee, to negotiate the sales, but their standard, similar to the state and similar to us, is to use a competitive method unless there's something unique about the bond issue. So it's pretty much it, unless there's questions.
Supervisor DeBrun.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I appreciate the individuals who put together this report. I thought it was very helpful. My overall reaction to the report is that while the county is not, doesn't have a major difference in a lot of our basic structures, there does seem to be more flexibility in both the city and the state of Wisconsin, not just on the negotiated sale, but particularly the timing, where you have the debt commission at the city and then the capital finance office at the state. So I'm interested in a follow-up, I guess, recommendation from this group, hopefully in time for budget, but if not, you know, sooner, as soon as possible, as to what, whether or not you would recommend that the county pursue some similar type of a structure to the city or the state or some blended type version that would provide that greater flexibility. I've been on the board since 1992, and the county board has never, as far as I remember, canceled a bond sale. We've always gone in and approved them in finance and then the full county board. And while that's helpful information to know, I'm not so sure that process requires the county board input on to the level that it does. And if it seems to be impeding your flexibility, I think it's certainly worth a discussion. And there may be some cons associated to that, and if so, I'd like to know that. But that's what I would request, Mr. Chairman, that there be a follow-up report, hopefully in time for budget, but in case we're able to change things for 2012, but if not, fairly soon after.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, most of our sales are done competitively because of state statute, just to keep that in mind.
Right.
We can clearly look at what you're asking us to look at. It's really, for the most part, going to be refundings, and those are kind of dictated, you know, when your issues are, what issues you have, are there any that are eligible to be refunded, but we can take a look at it regarding the flexibility and pros and cons of that.
Oh, then maybe I misunderstood. I thought some of the competitive, the amount of time the city can go out to competitive bids, that the flexibility is there even in the competitive bids versus negotiated. So, and if it's not worth the change, then that's fine. I'm just trying, I would just like, since there is a clear difference in that flexibility, I'd like the professional staff, yourself included, who looked at this to look at what's going on, to look at it again and see whether or not we should potentially change to a different system to give you that flexibility.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, I kind of misunderstood your question. You're correct. Even on a competitive sale, you could very well have that delegated to a debt commission or something like that. Well, you're just approving. For example, when we spoke with the state, if my recollection is correct, the finance director, basically, since the items are in the budget, he comes to the what would be comparable to the standing committee to get permission subsequently to the body once to issue debt for that year. And then he doesn't really go back. The parameters are kind of laid out in the document documents that are presented at that time. So we can very well look at this and then come back and make a recommendation.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Any further questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, will you read that?